We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The great Carl Banks, who joins us throughout the NFL season. I think last we chatted was right after or right before the NFL draft. Carl, how you been?
Well, you know, we've all seen better days, but doing okay, man.
Well, thanks for coming on. What did you make of the Drew Brees situation over the last 24 hours? His initial comments and then obviously apologizing this morning.
I'm not really that concerned with anything that Drew Brees or Vic Fangio has said. Those things will self-correct if they're intellectually honest with themselves and intellectually curious. They'll correct themselves. Drew Brees has a PR problem that's backstopped by about $5 million in community work. If he wants to learn, he will learn. But he just has a PR problem right now, and that's not the issue that we should be, you know, really losing our minds over. You know, he'll figure that out and move forward. I think, like I said, he's backstopped with a lot of good things he's done in communities. So, you know, he'll broaden his horizons on this. But, you know, the bigger issue here, Evan, is the police brutality in neighborhoods of color. But you know, just as bad as that, and I wrote a long tweet on this about those who are protesting with a righteous purpose,
right,
and not get distracted by agitators. And you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say I was equally pissed off that a St. Louis police officer was shot by a looter taking a TV, or that a NYPD officer was hit in the back of the head with a freaking brick.
Mm.
You know, that is not the purpose of these protests. And, you know, as much as and as adamant as I am about these police officers in Minnesota being prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, the kid, the thug that shot the cop in St. Louis, the kid that hit the police officer in the back of the head with a brick needs equal damn punishment. You
Amen.
Know, this is about humanity, folks. This is about humanity. And this is not what we should be about as a community of people, of human beings. I respect, I am a relative of cop. My best friend is a sheriff. I respect police officers. I respect good police officers, and the majority of them are good, and they don't deserve this crap. But conversely, the bad ones need to be rooted out, and the good ones need to hold those folks accountable as well.
How do we fix that?
You hold people. Well, here's one thing you need to do is vote. You need to vote local. You don't think you can think national, but you better vote local, because those things and those rules changes are put into effect by city councils. So you need to vote, and you need to hold your local officials accountable. And those police officers that you know that are good people, they've got to stand up too, because this is about humanity, and it's in a dark place right now. It bothers me so much, because when we can see someone murdered live streamed, and a police police officer puts his hands in his pocket and just kneels on a man's neck until the life is out of him. If you can't find a reason to be upset with that, then it's time for you to leave this planet.
You're not human if you're not upset with that. You're not disgusted by that. It doesn't, you know, boil your blood. I mean, that is one of the most disgusting images I think any of us have ever seen.
Right. And then for me, Evan, I am a child born in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
My parents are from the civil rights movement. I've had to have the talk with my adult children now that my father had with me and my mother had with me that my grandfather had with me, right? Because they're from the South. My wish for you and Jet is that you can tell Jet once upon a time it was like this. Not that it continues. I want your son to be able to have the same type of friendships that are free of bias and prejudice as my grandkids would have.
No question.
You know, I want to be able to tell my grandkids, well, your great-grandfather did this, but it's not like that anymore.
Right.
And the only way we can do that is we've got to acknowledge, number one, that there's a problem. And I think that's it's clear right now.
Yes.
But
yes.
Number two, you got to vote and you got to do it on the local level because those are the folks who can enact the change. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, because you're saying something that I couldn't agree with more. And I actually said this yesterday. We had a caller, maybe it was 2 days ago, who made a comment about how he doesn't vote. And it just drove me nuts. I was like, vote. Voting is like the most important thing you can do as a citizen. And what's more important than anything is the local level. The national level gets all the attention. That's the
yep.
sexy part. But the change that can be made all begins at the local level. And
right.
I don't know if enough people understand the importance of that. We always hear about vote, 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 vote. And that's great. But it almost forgets that, yeah, it's voting in those elections that get no publicity whatsoever that you forget they exist. That's where you got to vote.
Right, and those are the towns, the things that happen in your town, that you can see those right away. You can track those. You don't have to wait 6 or 7 or 8 months to see. You can see how people vote on the issues that affect you on a daily basis right in your local government.
Mm.
You need to get involved with that.
No question. We're talking to Carl Banks. Is the and I know it's been a while since you've been an active NFL player, and it's like a different generation, but was race talked about in the locker room? Would black players talk to white players about the experience that they don't know about, obviously? Was that something that was conversed about in locker rooms in the late 80s?
Of course. Of course it is. I mean, we had Rodney King in the 80s, 90s.
Early 90s, yeah.
The 90s. But here's the thing. We all went to college. A lot of us that went to college, our first real interaction with a multitude of white people on a regular basis was the college experience.
Right.
You know, so those conversations have been had in locker rooms for a long time. And they continue to happen. But because you know somebody during the work week, doesn't mean you know them outside of work.
Mm.
You know, and that's neither here or there until you're confronted with an issue that impacts the entire society and you've got to take a side and you got to take a choice. And then you see where a person's heart is. And like I said, this situation with Drew Brees, it's a PR situation. He's got a PR problem right now. He's got an education problem right now. That's easily fixed because he's backstopped by a lot of good work. And I'm not here to defend him, and I think what he said is tone deaf as hell, okay? But I'm going to tell you, if he's intellectually curious enough, which I think he will be, that's easily fixed. If Vic Fangio, who I don't know how he lived in a bubble his whole coaching career, you know, can say that racism doesn't exist. Well, you know, he got an education right away from his players.
Yeah.
You know, so these things, you know, you can acknowledge things once you understand them. But if your heart and your mind is in the right place and you're seeing things that are not right, there are things you can do. And I think the number one thing you can do is vote and hold your local officials accountable.
We're talking to Carl Banks. Does this moment in time feel different? You know, this is, there's been police brutality for way too long, and the comments been made, but now we see it. Now it's on film.
Mm-hmm.
But does this moment, the protests we've seen over the last few days, does this feel different? Like this will lead to real change in your mind?
It looks different. Because you have a racial mix of people that are equally disgusted and taking to the streets. And that's the beautiful part about this, that young kids are awakened. They are equally disgusted by what they see. And the thing about it, what we cannot have are these stupid agitators that will bait someone into a race war. Because this young group of people and old that are out here protesting right now, it's different because in the 60s, there was not a lot of integration in protest.
Right, right.
You know, and especially across the globe, across the United States, you're seeing it, not just in the major cities. So I'm encouraged by that, and I hope it brings about change. But the sustained effort of a righteous protest is to make sure that you bring about change where it counts, and that's in your political and governing systems. It's not, I mean, you can say, I took, you know, hey, I was out there, I marched, but what did you do afterwards?
Right.
You know, how are you going to have, and there are plans. That's the beautiful part about this. There are organizations that are educating these young millennials on how they can make change, how they can impact the way their lives are governed and how they're treated in this society.
There's been, and you touched on it, some of the horrors that's come out of this, but it feels like so much of the protesting and the way the police have responded to it has been peaceful and actually beautiful to watch, most of it. I mean, you see images of officers kneeling down with protesters. You've seen a lot of it. It does feel like a vast majority of it is righteous and beautiful to watch, because I've always said protesting is one of the most patriotic things you can do.
Well, and that's a beautiful thing, Evan, and you're right. But the thing about this, we are all inherently loving people. You know, hate is a taught behavior.
Right, right.
So don't be surprised to see more people have it in common than not. And that's why I'm so disgusted with a police officer who's dead. He's somebody's grandfather, probably, who only wanted the kids to put the TV down and stop looting.
Mm.
Or a police officer who gets hit in the back of the head by somebody and the guy runs away.
Yeah.
You know, because inherently, those aren't the bad guys. Those are not, they don't deserve, these peacekeepers, they leave their house. And I talk to my brother, I talk to my best friend about this. You leave your house and you just want to get home safe.
Mm.
Just like the rest of us.
Right.
Just like any black man that's being abused by police. You want to do your job and get home safe. You know, a counterfeit $20 bill is not a life sentence.
No, not at all.
Right?
Not at all. Of course.
The Eric Garner situation, selling loose cigarettes, should not be a life sentence. You see, and when people are now tired of seeing this nonsense, but you're not, you cannot paint every police officer in this country with a broad brush of being evil. Now, you can hold them accountable, the good ones, and say, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
To hold your bad cops accountable. You can't do that. But shooting a man because you're breaking the law, you need to get the same thing that the Minnesota cops get. Hitting a police officer in the back of the head while he's trying to protect a peaceful protest, you need your ass locked up.
No question. No question.
You know, inherently, people are loving. So I'm not surprised to see what I'm seeing. But what I'm going to be more pleased with is when these people take that protest, that righteous protest, and execute a plan that brings about change at the local level, every local level, that will then in turn change at the national level.
Amen. Carl, we'll get you on down the road to talk sports, basketball, right, football, but it's great talking to you, man. Stay safe.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, pal. Carl Banks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.